Justice Court.
Hi, I was calling for Rose Jones.
Rose no longer works here. Could I help you?
Quite possibly. I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't catch your name.
Maureen?
Hi, Maureen. My name is Mitch Hibbs. I am an internal affairs investigator for the Lower Colorado River Authority Police Department. And I got a set of notes from an open records request a couple weeks back with involving one of our officers. And I was trying to understand one of the handwritten notes. And our ranger says that Rose wrote it, but I wasn't sure if maybe there's somebody there who might be able to help me now that she's gone.
Okay. So your last name Hibbs?
Yeah, H-I-B-B-S.
Okay. Okay. And who is it? Can you tell me a little bit more?
Yes. This particular case is Judge Ballard's. I believe it's Judge Ballard's verbal notes to Rose who wrote them down.
Okay.
And that the overall case involves a company called Henderson Tire.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're ringing a bell there.
Okay.
And the particular note is one on 9/15 of 2010. And the first word in the notes is, I think it says, came in office and explained, period, all to comply, period, talk to Lance, LCRA, and give him till 9:30-10. I wanted to confirm, who was it that came in the office? Was it the Hendersons, or was it Lance? Not really sure there.
Okay. Hold on just a moment, okay?
Yeah, sure, no problem. Yes.
Okay. You're with the Lower Colorado River?
Authority.
Authority.
The LCRA.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Okay. And your title?
I am the Supervisor of Communications for the Public Safety Department. Way too wordy, I know. I run our dispatch office, but for this involvement, I am their Internal Affairs Investigator.
Supervisor of Communications, yep. Internal Affairs Investigator.
That's correct.
Hold on.
This is Judge Ballard. May I help you?
Judge Ballard. Well, hello. My name is Mitch Hibbs, and I did not think I'd be speaking to you today.
Well, okay.
I apologize, ma'am. I did not want to take your time.
I don't happen to be busy right at the moment.
Well,
so.
Fabulous. I do apologize for that, but here's the situation.
Okay.
Our office had received a complaint from Ms. Phyllis Henderson.
Uh-huh.
And in the process of trying to answer her complaint, I wanted to basically, you know, kind of verify or validate some of the information that I received from Lance Bilski, one of our rangers. I was given a copy of some handwritten notes from Ms. Rose Jones, and I wasn't able to discern all of their meaning, and that's why I'm calling.
Okay, handwritten notes. We don't usually have handwritten notes in here, so... What are you talking about? Do
so,
you have kind of a heads up as to what?
Yeah, okay, no problem. The document has a set of dates from February 10th of 2010 through through November 22nd of 2010.
All right, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
Those are our, when any time we set court dates or send something out or whatever, we write it down on the folder.
Okay, got it.
So what is it you're in question?
There was a note at 9:15 that somebody came in the office and was explained whatever it took to comply, and that they would talk to, perhaps the meaning is that the person is to talk to Lance, or maybe the person who wrote the note said they talked to Lance and gave the person till 9. I'm wondering who was it that came in the office. Maybe it was Lance, or maybe it was Mr. Henderson.
It was Mr. Henderson and his mother, Phyllis.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Okay. There are two points in this set of notes where it says per judge closed with no further pending action. And Judge, I wanted to understand, did you take that instruction to Rose to mean we're done with this and LCRA is pursuing it, or the Hendersons have complied and we don't need to do anything with this?
The Hendersons, let me see how far back you need me to go. They complied with what the county requested of them to do, and that's when I told Mr. Bilski,
mm-hmm.
Let's just hold on to that warrant because they have complied. Then they came in, and I had told Rose to put down no further action, that they complied with what we asked. At that time,
sure.
There was only maybe 30 tires.
Mm.
It was just not what's there now. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So we had told him to get them up off the ground and put a fence up. You know, there were just certain things that the county requests because it's right there on a highway, and I'd had several complaints.
Yes.
On
yes, ma'am.
The visual of it when you drove by.
Mm-hmm.
So he did at that time what we asked him to comply with. Well, at some point, LCRA had noticed that this was right next to LCRA property, plus it's way less than 2,500 feet from the lake.
Yes.
And so Lance had come in and talked to me, and I said, okay, he has complied with what we want. And, you know, as far as we could tell, he had complied with just about everything other than the fact all he had was a transport license.
Mm-hmm.
He did not have the other license.
The processing
that he
license.
Was supposed to have.
Correct.
But he was just transporting them as far as we could tell. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So I closed out my case. And then they came in to talk to me and were trying to tell me they had all the licenses, they had this. This is an ongoing issue with Ms. Henderson, I can tell you that.
I do understand that there is a I've dealt with Mrs. Henderson for the last month, so which I'm sure is a ridiculously small time frame compared to what you have.
Yes.
I didn't mean anything silly by that, but yes, I understand.
Yes, I totally understand. She,
Well, ma'am, part of the issue that she brings up, and it's a fair question in and of itself,
Okay.
is this LCRA's business? And we certainly have the legal precedent in the police department to enforce state law. It is next to one of our parks, and it is close to the waterway. And then there's just the whole state law aspect. One of the things that she was getting at, and mind you, this was something I went back to the chief and said, "Chief, here's the discussion point." And he said, "Well, what do you, you know, let's talk about it and find out." And that, so that the question comes up to this: is there a reason for our officer, Ranger Bilski, and I do not know the relationship between our Rangers and JP2 and how closely you usually work together, where he should have come to you and said, "Hey, I have a case. Maybe I should leave this with you for your constable to work on," or is this more of, "You know what? We don't have the resources. You guys need to do this." And was there any kind of discussion about an ownership or an appropriateness of involvement in his dealings with you?
You know, it was 2 years ago, but it honestly seems to me like I did call him and say this is way bigger than what we have at this point. And that may have been when he got involved. Because in June, okay, on that piece of paper you're looking at,
Yes, ma'am.
the 5-5 of 2010, I had extended them some extra time because he was fixing to transport all the tires to some other, best I recall, God, I hate remembering this stuff, but best I recall, he was going to move it to some place out in the country. It was not going to be right there on the highway.
Oh, okay.
And so when that didn't happen on June 25th, Rose put a note on there that the LCRA is now involved and will check back status. I believe that's the first point, and please don't quote me on this
No,
because
ma'am.
I don't remember. I'd have to really tax myself.
That's quite all right.
But I believe at that point I talked to Bilski and said, "You may want to look at this because it's getting way bigger than what we can take care of." And
Yeah,
then,
his first involvement, and what drew his attention, he had noted on his initial case, and because I'm also the dispatch lead, I have all of the you know, where our police officer go records. And so back on the 3rd is when he first dropped by the Henderson place on 6-3-2010, and then ultimately he puts his first contact with you on the 26th, May 25th. And also, I don't know if you still have a constable named Stephen Hallmark.
Yes.
Okay. So he says, you know, "Hey, I chatted with Steve, and Steve had said you probably want to drop this by the judge and talk about it because we've had a complaint or two on the visual stuff as
Right.
well." So, yeah, we knew.
Here's the other issue. My constable, Stephen, is very good friends with Mr. Henderson.
Okay.
And so he, and please understand, he's not here right now, and he has quoted to them he is not going to get involved because he's friends. He doesn't want to know what's going on. But there have been a couple of times that word has gotten back to me that something has been said to them that came out of this office.
Oh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, I clearly understand that.
Okay.
That can be pretty frustrating.
Oh, you have no idea. So has been shed to me in the last couple of weeks also.
Hmm.
So right now I am not speaking of this case, not talking about this case, nothing is brought up about this case.
Right.
When my constable is in the office.
Well, I do understand that. Unfortunately, I'm just thinking a couple of examples of what I've dealt with recently where I have dispatchers who talk to police officers who are such good friends, and in the meantime, what happens in my office when I'm working on an internal affairs investigation versus just being the dispatch lead, and oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
And as you know, when someone comes into my office to talk to me, it should be completely confidential and private.
Yeah, you know, but doors aren't thick enough some days.
And the constable fit right.
Yeah.
So it is a cause for a little more of an issue.
Yeah.
I personally do not think that Officer Bilski has anything against these people. I think he was completely trying to do his job. I've been in this office for 15 years, and I have never known him to do anything that he was not 100% sure of.
That is really smooth. Thank you, Judge.
And I will tell anyone that.
Well, I'm happy to have heard that.
There are some that come in that I would not say that about. And I'm pretty outspoken. But he is not one of them. He always has his T's crossed and his I started, and I have no problem. Ms. Henderson was in here just a few days ago to Open Records Act some paperwork, and I believe she has turned me into the Judicial Commission on this, saying that I signed an illegal warrant, and I tried to explain to her, Phyllis, I don't care who or what the warrant is about. There are certain criteria that it has to have in it, and if it has all of those criteria, I will sign it. And she said, well, you shouldn't have signed this one. I said, well, be that as it may, if the criteria meet what I have to have, then I will sign any warrant that comes into this office. And Mr. Bilski has never brought me anything that I had a question about.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah, and this one was done twice.
Yeah. And I know that she turned in like 16 complaints against Officer Bilski.
It was a 6-page document, yes.
Yes, and I can almost guarantee you that every one of them are ridiculous.
So, one of her concerns happens to be that we had the exact same warrant affidavit used on two different occasions. Was there any... I can understand the complete rationale for that on the approval process list. I mean, when one of our rangers does a warrant, it has to go through a number of people before it gets to you
mm-hmm.
to actually sign.
Mm-hmm.
And also from everything that Ranger Bilski talked about, I mean, Lance said straight up, this is, you know, you meet, they start to comply, and then they don't. And, you know, they go right back to where they were. So what's the point in changing what was there?
Right.
Am I to take that's how you felt?
Yes,
and
I explained that to Ms. Henderson, because she brought that up to me, too, and I said, here's the deal, Phyllis, warrants never go away, never, until they are served. And we chose, and I was part of the decision process, not to serve that warrant because he complied. That does not mean it was destroyed. That means it just was put in a case and left there. And so when he went back to look at what all was done, it was the exact same issues that was on the former affidavit and probable cause, and he used them. There is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It was never served. So it's like a brand new, where I made a mistake was using the same docket number.
Mm.
We should have issued a new docket number. But it was an old case.
Right.
And it was brought back to my attention. So I don't think we made a mistake. I would do it over again, even though I know it's just going to be a mess.
That's all right. You know, I had nothing else on my plate.
Well, let me tell you, when she called here and wanted to request the Open Records Act, my clerk explained to her, you need to send it in writing, you know, and then we'll set up some times for you. So she faxed over her request. Perfect. That's fine. I'll accept that. No problem. I set up some times for her to come in. She called my clerk and said, I don't need to come in the damn office. I just want everything that's in the file. And my clerk said, but there may be some things in there you don't want. That's why we set the times. You come look through it, and whatever you want, you get a copy of. And she said, and I quote, I just said, I don't want to come in the damn office. I just want you to make me a copy of everything that's in there, and I will come pick it up.
And so what happened when she got everything?
She sent me another fax back saying, how dare you give me this receipt that Lance Bilski had asked for the open records request, and you gave him 7 copies. You charged me for 14. You can't please this woman. This is the kind of person she is.
Yet she did tell us in a separate email, not part of the complaint, so I have no issue discussing that, she questioned us on whether or not this was some type of intimidation tactic by us to have alerted her on purpose that we had submitted an open records request. And I said, well, actually, I ordered Ranger Bilski to do that as part of my investigation. I wanted to have everything that Llano County had interacted with Henderson Tire since we were cooperating with the county. I wanted to understand the totality of the case. Well, how dare you have your officer investigate himself? Ma'am, it's a matter of public record. It's not like he can hide the documents. They came with the receipt for the number that were copied.
Absolutely. And that's, anytime we do anything, we put it in the file.
Yeah.
And when you say, I want a copy of everything in that file, you're going to get everything, which included the little piece of paper that you're talking about where we kept our notes.
Mm-hmm.
Where I had sent registered mail to him and to her. We have a copy of that. We have the registered receipt. We have all of that. She got a copy of everything. And she had the nerve to write me a letter back saying, how dare you? You charged me for this, and I didn't want it. That's the reason. Then I will tell you one more little thing. A few days later, she sent another fax to me requesting every file that a certain gentleman that used to be the president of the POA had filed with this office since 2009.
Yeah, I did not I'm sorry, I just didn't understand what that was. I'm not familiar with the local folks at all.
Well, he was.
But she sent that to us as well.
He was one of the first ones that filed against them when I first opened the file.
Oh, okay.
But now she wanted all of them. There were 23 cases. Every single one of them has been closed. They've complied. They've been taken care of. They're no longer an issue. But she wanted everything in these files. And so I pulled all the cases. There's 23 of them. And so she said, I don't want to come to your office. I want everything in the files. Well, normally I don't talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
But my clerk came in here and told me that. And after I had gotten the letter that, how dare you give me everything in that file? I got on the phone and I said, Ms. Henderson, there are 23 cases. These cases have anywhere from 3 pages to 20 pages in each one of them. You have to come in here and tell us what you want. I will not make a copy of everything in the file and hand it to you again. You have got to come in here, sit down, look at each one, and tell us what you want a copy of, and we're more than happy to make you a copy. Well, I guess I'll just have to do that. Yes, ma'am, you will. Otherwise, I cannot comply with your order. So she came in.
Hmm.
And she got $14 worth of copies.
Isn't there is a, I thought that they had a, usually attorneys handle this. I guess that's the way I would phrase that.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Well, anybody can file open records request.
Of course. we get them often.
Uh-huh.
As you
may imagine. Yeah, any day.
Every boating accident there is that we work in, and et cetera, et cetera. So.
Yeah. So I just, she's amazing. I could tell you so many different stories about this woman that you would not even think about believing.
I believe that certainly after we send back the results of our internal affairs investigation on this complaint, that there will be more. So.
Oh, I have no doubt. Because no matter what you say or what you do, it is not going to satisfy her.
Nope.
And I can tell you, a lot of officers I would not have said that about, but I have no problem whatsoever signing anything that Officer Bilski brings in here.
I'm very happy
to
hear
it. I think he's beyond reproach. I really do, and I do not say that about many people.
Very good. Ma'am, is there any way I could help you in your business today?
No. I just need a hitman, I think. That's about the only thing.
I sincerely appreciate you taking the time. I was, honestly, I thought, oh, I'll talk to a clerk or maybe Rose even. But to have you on the phone was certainly a pleasure.
And your last name was Hibbs?
Hibbs, Hibbs.
Okay.
Mr. Mitch Hibbs.
And you're with the...
With LCRA. And I wear a lot of hats, Judge.
Apparently so.
So my job title is the communications supervisor. So I run our dispatch center, our 911 office.
Okay.
But one of my ancillary duties is to coordinate all complaints and the process of complaints, and then to do internal affairs investigations.
Okay.
On the side, sort of as a... So anyway,
just an extra little fun.
Just an extra little fun. I thank the chief every day. It's Chief Brent, and I tell him, sir, that's it's the honors you bestow on me.
It's just astounding, isn't it?
Yes, clear. What did I do to deserve such accolades and adoration
when
from
did
you?
I upset you?
My goodness, and he said. I remember him telling me one time. When he asked me to be the emergency management person. Working with Susie Duarte for a while, and so I've known Ron Moore for quite a while, and anyway, so he came one day and he said, please come run the dispatch center. And I said, I don't know anything about 911, et cetera, and he said, you could do it. And then, so I thought it was really neat, and actually it's turned out to be a heck of a lot of fun. And then, so I actually went in one day and I said, hey, Chief, thank you. Seriously, thank you for doing that. I mean, I know you wanted an internal blah, 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 but this is pretty cool. And he goes, Mitch, I want you to remember you said that in about 6 months. That's what happened. Yeah, so I've been doing the dispatch stuff for about a year. Pretty good. Pretty fun time. So
well, it was a pleasure to talk to you, Mitch.
All right, ma'am.
If there's anything else I can help you with this, well, just let me know.
Thank you kindly.
I mean, I know that Mr. Henderson even went to San Saba to turn himself in because he was afraid that Mr. Bilski was going to shoot him.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely asinine. And I know that she probably said something about he was concerned for his life because Lance had his hand on his gun.
Yeah.
Every single officer in the world puts their arm on their gun when they're standing there talking to somebody.
It is handy. Pardon
it's
the pun.
Just, you know, it's just their hand is not on it, their elbow and their arm. And that when I heard that, I can sit here and think of how many officers I have stood and talked to at a death scene or, you know, drowning or at something, and they're all standing there with their arm on their gun.
Mm-hmm.
That does not seem like a threat to me.
No, I can leave you with this assurance. I am following the due diligence because I expect to not have a well-received outcome at the end of this report. I expect to hear back quickly that how come you didn't do this or do that or whatever, and so I'm just certainly going to do my best to have pursued all avenues. And
excellent. Well, you have access to attorneys there to, as you specified, and I am well aware of that, look over the complaints, the affidavits,
yeah,
the probable cause, and the warrants.
Yes.
And I have never, ever had any suspicions whatsoever with any of Lance's stuff that he has ever brought in here.
We are proud to have him on our team.
He is an excellent young man. He really is. Can't say so much for his stepfather, but...
Thinking...
His stepfather's our sheriff.
Sheriff, that's right. That's right.
I've known his stepfather for way too many years.
Yeah. It's got to be fun. The best part about this case is I have had the pleasure of driving out to our Western District conference and through Llano on three different occasions in the last month. And, you know, I don't get out of Austin very much, but to be able to go out and just drive through there just to go out and conduct the interviews and talk to people, and it's so nice.
Well, it's too bad you didn't come by here.
Oh, I keep telling my wife, we've got to go just try and buy a piece of land up there just to go visit, you know. If we just have an open field to go have a picnic in for the fun of it.
Absolutely.
It is gorgeous.
I'll even let you have it in my backyard.
Oh, very nice. All right, ma'am.
I used to be on the lake, but I'm not even close.
Oh, really? Well, is that because the water receded so far?
Because, you know, this company called LCRA
keeps piping it downstream.
Yeah, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, I do know.
Yeah, I imagine.
Oh, well.
Well, it was very nice to talk to you, Mitch, if I might call you Mitch.
Yes, of course.
I appreciate it, and good luck with this.
Thank you very much. You've helped out a lot. I really do appreciate it.
It will not be over, I can promise.
I know. All righty. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.